Yeah, this is Grassroots Talks radio show with Teen Talk, and we're here with Robert Dean. I'm AP Fresh, your host. Why don't you tell your listeners a little bit about yourself?
My name's Robert Dean. For the past 40 years, I've been a blues guitarist and performer, and traveled worldwide and nationwide here in this country, and just playing the blues. And I do other genres too, like jazz and country and things like that, but my main forte is playing the blues. That's what I've done. That's what I still do to this day. I'm also a world-renowned guitar teacher. I sell guitar lessons online.
Well, I see you bought your guitar. Are you willing to play a little song for us later on?
Whenever you say the word, you got it.
All right. Well, are you really any good? Because
yeah. Well, I know.
I really know.
Why you gotta keep stalling? If he's any good, make him play a song. Let him rip.
You want me to go?
Yeah,
you
go.
I'm rolling and rolling, just like a big old wagon wheel. Yes, I am, baby. I'm rolling and rolling, just like a big old wagon wheel. Put your love up on me, you gotta know how good it makes me feel. I'm drifting and drifting, baby, just like a big old wagon wheel. I'm drifting and drifting, just like a ship out on the sea. I ain't got nobody in the whole wide world who really cares for me. Oh, yeah. That's them blues. That's what I'm talking about.
It's pretty good. What's the name of this one?
Drifting and Drifting.
Did you write it yourself?
No, I didn't. No,
did you
write
any of your songs?
I have written a few songs, but usually with the blues, there's such a backlog of music. I mean, from 100 years ago. So we've got like 100 years of blues, I mean, to choose from, different songs.
Wow.
So we all just, all the blues players, we really don't have an original thought. We just use this with authority out there. It's so good, why change it, you know?
Yeah. Well, do you have an album out now, or are you working on it? Well,
I'm working on a CD right now, but what I've been doing for the past 6 or 7 years is just selling my guitar lessons online. They can go to www.robertdeanblues.com, and you'll see all the lessons I have. I've got them on DVDs, and you can order them PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, whatever, and you can order different styles of how to play the guitar, and that's what I've been doing lately. But I am making a CD also.
Well, you are pretty good, so have you ever performed anywhere?
I've performed all over. I've performed at the House of Blues. I've performed Las Vegas. I've gone Buddy Guy's Legends Clubs. I've gone B.B. King's Clubs. I've done all different sorts of venues, small, large, worldwide.
Well, how much would these places usually pay? Because I think you're pretty good, and they might offer a lot.
Well, it depends, you know. Sometimes if you can get on a good billing with somebody else who can really draw a crowd, like I could go to the House of Blues and play Friday night and, you know, make $800. But if B.B. King, if I opened for B.B. King and everybody was there to see B.B., but they saw me, I'd get more money than that. You know, so it all depends on who you're hooked up with.
Guilt,
you know,
by association.
Yeah. Like if you were a young rapper, nobody wants to hear you unless you're opening for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
If you're opening for Snoop Dogg, I mean, everybody wants to see you because they want to see Snoop, right? So it's the same thing. But that's a good question, though.
Yeah, well, would you usually open or close down?
It varies. A lot of times, you know, I kind of have my own following, so I can go locally in L.A. County and have people follow me and hear me. But if I'm gonna go to Timbuktu in Ohio or someplace where nobody knows me, I want to roll with somebody who's well known and open for them.
Yeah, you're pretty young. I would say you're probably in your mid-30s, right?
Oh my God!
You make sure you tip him on the way out.
Oh, man, I'm going to give you a tip, my man. Actually, being that I'm not a female, I'll tell you exactly how old I am. Never ask a woman how or a girl how old she is. I'm 62, bro.
62?
Yeah. But I'm well preserved. I don't know if it was all that alcohol or what it was, but I'm well preserved. You know what I'm talking about, doctor? Yeah, I'm well preserved. But thank you for that compliment, though.
He put you on the spot.
We got these youngsters here. We don't want to go too far out, okay?
So I want to thank him for being on.
Thank you for being on the show, and hope you pursue your career.
And ask him if he'll come back and make play a song.
Come back and play a song later on in the show.
I got a role today, but I will be back because I've been connected with Grassroots for over a year now.
Where's he going? Where are you going?
Well, I got to go into Long Beach, as a matter of fact, which is basically a little suburb of LA for you people on worldwide. And I've got to do a little thing out there with my music, and then later on this afternoon I got to go someplace else. So I'm kind of doing my heart work today. You know, I'm not doing my big star thing today, but I'm here doing my heart work today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wish you well, and thank you for being on Team Talk.
God bless you, man.
You too.
Excellent show. Excellent. Pass it over here. All right. Continue to move forward. You guys just got through listening to one of our talented teens. He won't be going away. Let's get some musical chairs. You ladies, come up here in the front. Wheel it on over here. Thank you, Robert. Okay. Great job again. Y'all say bye to Robert.
Bye, Robert.
All right. What happened? We couldn't get that chair out of here? Okay, well, come on right there then. Okay, thank you. Boy, you are so responsible, so detailed. Anyway, on Teen Talk, what we really want to do, we want to talk to some teens, okay? So I got some teens in here, and we're going to ask some of the questions that most of us adults either think we know, but we don't. And we're going to start actually with you, okay? Now, you. Now, I'm purposely not doing no names, okay? And I need stage names because we need to protect your anonymity. How's that for a 50-cent word, okay? Anyway, how you doing? I'm doing okay, but I got to ask you a question. Let's start off where Robert Dean was. How come we can't ask women how old they are? Oh, because you young. That's why it's Teen Talk. Okay, but at what point do you think that it ain't nobody business? Really? Okay, and I think the weird part about it, when women don't answer that question, we looking at them anyway. We like, you know what, we can tell. And don't have me put a number on it. Okay. Now, what are you aspiring to be when you become an adult?
Criminal justice.
What does that mean?
Going out helping the youth or anybody who's going through some kind of problem to help them get on the right track.
But they have had to commit a crime first? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to dig deeper off into that. I'm going to scoot over here to my next guest, who is really confident, and I'm going to ask you a question. Why do good girls like bad boys?
Well, some girls like to feel protected, and they like aggressive boys, so maybe sometimes that's the reason.
But wait a minute. Do we realize that most of the time, those aggressive ones that we're talking about that they think that they feel protected about are usually broke or up to no good?
Yeah, that's usually the negative part about it.
Okay. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to say hello to our other guests here in studio. Okay? And that's a very interesting hat that you have on. Okay? It's almost as cool as mine. But let me show you why I wear my hat. Anyway. Now. Okay, now, boy, moving right along here. What do you want to be when you grow up? A teacher. What age group?
I want to be a preschooler.
You want to be a preschooler. You know, usually teens move forward. I want to grow up and emancipate.
you know, get off into adult life. I want to go down to preschool. You know, a lot of us say if we had a chance to do it all over again. Have you ever done something in your life you say, if I could do it again, this is what it would be? Because this exercise that I'm finna do right now is called rewind. So fasten your seatbelt. What is it that you think that if I had a chance to do it all over again, what would it be?
I wouldn't do nothing because I feel everything I done for a reason. If I didn't want to do it, I couldn't have stopped myself from not doing it.
So you're one of those who never really have to apologize, huh?
But if I did something wrong, I would apologize. But if I feel it's not my fault, I'm not going to apologize it. And if I don't mean it, I'm not apologizing.
Ooh, I bet you break a whole lot of hearts like that, don't you? And get a few people up. You ever had somebody mad at you?
Yeah, a lot of people get mad at me, but if it ain't hurting me, so
I don't care. I like that. You're a very strong-willed person, huh? That is so cool. That is so cool. Now, when we were growing up, we used to think that guys was made out of snakes, snails, and puppy dog tails, and girls was made out of sugar, spice, and everything nice. Can you bust that myth? Are all girls really nice and sugar and spice? Well, okay, so which category would you put yourself in? Snakes, snails, puppy dog tails, or sugar, spice, and everything nice?
Sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Right, okay, okay. All right. Have you ever told a lie?
Yeah, all
the time. Boy, that was unanimous, okay. Can y'all tell when a guy is lying to you? Is this like y'all work out in a little group? We know how to answer these questions, or you think all guys lie? Hey, excuse me, Mr. Teen. I got to get the guy in here. You get over here on this side. Get over here on this side. Get over here on this side, okay? Because you need to fill in with a couple of these questions. Do girls lie?
Yeah.
Can you tell when they lying?
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Really? Okay. Well, here's what I think. Guys really cannot tell when you lying, okay? We get played more than y'all do, okay? And we think that we the players, huh? Right? Really? Okay?
Okay, well,
who is the ideal guy? Give me an example of what that looks like, okay? Talk to me. Did somebody say loser Tiger Woods? Oh, you ain't met my son yet then. Okay, now. Okay. I was wondering if anybody bit on that. Okay. No. Okay.
By the way,
is there a perfect guy?
Fantastic show so far, but we can't hear your guests actually speak. They might be too far away from the mic.
Okay, hold on. I got an engineer talking to him. Say it again, Don.
I say, we can't hear your guests actually do any speaking because they're too far away from the mic.
Thank you. We'll work on that.
Okay.
You guys are like a couple of inches to the microphone each time that we speak. Okay, cool. All right. Now, moving right along here. How's that? Good pitch, Don? See, these are the engineers, and they monitor the quality of the pitch as we're doing this, right?
You sound absolutely fantastic, total clarity. It's just the guest seems so far removed.
Well, excuse me. I don't have no tip jar for you, Don, okay? All right. But, yeah, we'll work on that piece.
Thank you.
I need to talk about issues that only kids are involved about because we think that we understand you guys, right? And we always have your best intention. Then tell me how come when us adults are talking to you that if y'all start talking to each other, y'all tune us adults out. You ever had that happen? You'd be like, wait a minute, is anybody home? My goodness, why y'all only listen to each other but y'all don't like to listen to adults?
A lot of kids, like for us young people, we can relate to each other. Like I talk to adults and stuff, and I listen to what they got to say, but I'd rather talk to somebody I can relate to more with, and they can understand what I'm going through because they're the same age as me, and they probably going through the same thing or something different. So it's easier to relate to somebody your age. So.
This is going to make a good debate because here's our concern. We know how to keep y'all safe, and the person who you're talking to doesn't. Also, we know how to keep you from being broke and teach y'all how to make money.
Yeah. adults, but half the time, I listen to kids. But if a kid tells me something to do, I'm not going to do it because you're my age. Why would I listen to you? You out there doing the same thing. So I'd rather take advice from an adult too. And you tell me not to do game banging and drugs and stuff like that. Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to sit back and think about it. But other than that.
What was that?
I said different. You rather, it depends on what the conversation is about. Like if it's about boys, for example, you will want to talk to somebody your age because they have been through the same stuff. But different life skills, you would rather talk to an adult because they've been there and done that and they have experience.
Are you buying that?
No. No.
Okay. Then tell everybody your opinion.
I think he's supposed to listen to adults.
Put it close to your mouth.
I think he's supposed to listen to older people.
Older people.
What is old?
60.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. All right, watch this, watch this. I go out of my way to try to get in trouble. You see that lady with the blonde hair? Is she old? Really? What about the one next to her?
No.
Ooh. Okay. Y'all know it's going to be a rough ride back home, huh? All right. Teen issues. From a male perspective, do you know that there's one thing that y'all don't know about a male? You know what? I'm going to actually do that exercise. You remember that one? Girls think they know more about guys than we know more about you than you know about us. You believe that? Watch this. Guys always what?
Lie.
Is that true?
No.
Look at his face. Does he look like a liar to you? That's not the question. Okay, so I don't agree that all guys lie. There are a few people who have integrity, so you're not going to get a point for that one, okay? Now, give her one. Girls always what?
Ooh, that should have been the guideline. Really?
Really? Okay, they're going to get a point for that one. I think that part might be true. However, watch this. Guys always what? Really? I think that's just a matter of life. We all want something. Everybody's working everybody, okay? That's just the reality. But I'll give you, no, it's your turn because I got one for me, okay? Guys always what? Okay. Guys always what?
Mistake your kindness for weakness.
Mistake your kindness for weakness. True or false?
Well, for me, I don't know. I take off.
Excuse me. You are speaking on behalf of all the young male teens in America, okay?
Well, I take up for my dad, and he doesn't care about females' feelings. He calls them females, so.
Okay, moving right along here. I'll give you one. Girls always talk too much. Chitter chatter, yakety yak 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 yak.
Some girls let you know stuff about them too soon.
With me, I speak my mind and I really don't care.
Okay, then let me be more specific. Girls talk about the other guy all the time. Or what some girl said about her, what she said, what he said.
Guys, them too. I hate talking about guys. I don't like having a conversation about guys all day, and I really don't.
But most girls do.
Most girls do, but I'm not that.
She's
kind of
not
girl.
A girly girl though.
See, I kick it with guys. I'm more of a tomboy. I like kicking it with guys and just chill and no gossip, no drama, or nothing. That's the kind of girl I am. So.
Did you finally hear? That's the one for you, right? Okay, we just made a hookup. Okay, moving right along here, okay? Now, I really think that teens are misunderstood by adults. And I work with teens all the time. And the only reason why I still do it, because I like to stay in context. Most people my age are so stuck up. It's like they done did a total reverse. They done ran their head all the way through and come back up again. I mean, my goodness. It's so weird. Now, for you, do you think that you're misunderstood by adults?
I feel that from my past history, I have done a lot of stuff, and a lot of people judge me on my past, and I feel like it's the past. You shouldn't, like, keep that against me. I feel that we should move on forward in life and don't hold my past against me. That's what a lot of adults do to me, so I get...
Well, how much time got to pass first before we can say, okay, she might be different?
Yeah, I grew from my past. I did a whole 360 from my past. I'm not the same person I used to be, so, but people still use my past against me.
Okay, go ahead.
Some people use your parents like, oh, you're going to be just like your mama when you grow up or something like that. They use your hometown against you. Like, are you going to be?
So we don't really understand you guys because we prejudge you. But don't people do that? Let me give you an example. Let's say, you see that lady right there? Let's assume that she had a guy who cheated on her. And then he decided, oh, guess what? I'm so sorry, it'll never happen again. What do you think her response is going to be?
Like, they say once you cheat, you always going to be a cheater.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Did you hear what you just said? That was very cold because you said, y'all need to forget it because what's in the past, I can change.
It's different.
How is it different? I might have made a mistake. I got caught up in a weak moment. Am I personalizing this?
Like, you can, let's say he cheated on somebody and you'd be like, oh, I can forgive you. But if you do it again, how you going to, like, you can't keep forgiving the same person over and over again if they're going to keep breaking your heart. So you're not gonna be
okay, I'm talking about the one time.
Oh, if it's a one-time thing, okay, yeah, you can forgive, but don't forget what he done to you.
That means she going to hold it against me forever.
No, not necessarily.
If you make her mad. It depends. That's like, okay, let me see. You cheat and your woman forgives you and then you do it again. That's just like, I'm not talking to you no more, because if you do it once, you're going to do it. I mean, well, I don't know. It's some saying. I forgot the saying, but yeah. No.
Mm. All right. Okay, the 1-2-3 rule. What is, wait a minute.
Hold on. We got to check this audience out and find out what that means.
Come here. What is the 1-2-3 rule?
Once, okay. Twice, maybe. Three, no.
Once? Okay. All right. You get a pass the first one? You said, now I got another lady back there just shaking her head. What'd she say? I'm a one-hitter quitter. Oh, but wait a minute. Maybe you loved him. He just made that little mistake. I could die? What, from a heartbreak?
No, from HIV.
Ooh. Okay, one hitter quitter. All right, now, do teens agree with that type of response from the more mature audience?
Yeah.
Really? One hitter quitter.
It's a lot of things that my mom talked about.
Okay, I'm going to give you one for the guys. We are not going to forgive you, period. Ain't going to be no forget, none of that. Even if we halfway say it's okay, it ain't. Believe that one. Even if a guy says, oh, no, we cool. All he's going to do is he'll hang on to you, but he'll go start cheating if he hadn't been already. What do you say?
That's exactly what I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not going to forgive her?
No.
Mm, okay. So let me go to this other one. This is a big one. Do y'all believe in marriage?
Yes. I want to get married one day.
Really? Okay. Since I'm going to assume everybody's over 18 in here, I'll ask the other question, okay? Do you believe that y'all shouldn't be trying other people, but everybody is a first time when y'all getting married? Did I say that politically correct? Or do I need to go a little bit deeper? Okay. Virgins. Yeah. Look at her laughing like, fool, are you crazy? Okay, no. Seriously, okay? That's the way to say it. There you go.
I believe that everybody has their mistakes. Some people, like I said, some people have grown up in different households and they've learned different things. Or I don't know.
It's confusing.
Okay, wait.
Now, you said sex before marriage.
What about celibacy before marriage?
Ain't that the same thing, or is it?
No, because if you are celibate, that means that you have had sex before. Until you're married, you can believe, okay, you can be with not so many guys, but you could have been one person for a long time or different guys, and you could have done things, and then you could decide, well, I'm going to save myself for that right person. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Then guess what? You didn't save it.
You are saving it. That's like you eat food. You can eat food and you eat it, and then you be like, I'm going to save this for tomorrow. You know? Just like that.
Ooh.
Any comment?
That's from a girl's perspective. I believe that you should have fun while you're young.
Okay, so.
So you just want to go around just having sex with everybody you see?
Hold on. What was the statement?
So you just want to go around having sex with everybody you see? Not everybody, but in general, every girl you date. So you're going to, I'm going to say tooted and booted. You know, you're going to just hit and click.
Where are all these different slangs for having promiscuous sex coming from? Hit it and quit her. One hit her quitters. And my goodness. Okay, wait a minute. I went back to you said you believe in marriage. And then once you're married, then you ain't going to mess around no more. Is that the idea?
There, when you get married, there are some vows that you're going to say to each other, and it's a commitment.
You know what? Let me go back to the teen thing. I can vaguely remember. Did y'all still go with girls, boyfriend, girlfriend thing? Do y'all have those still, or is it just, hookups?
No, I still have, a boyfriend and stuff.
Some people have their jump-offs like that. How can I put it like that? I'm not a jump-off. I've never been. Some people, they have their girlfriend. Some guys be like, okay, that's my wife right there. That's my wifey. That's my main, girl. And this is my sideline. Some dudes do that.
And some girls know they're the sideline.
Yeah, it's called a wifey and what's that other one? Nah, well, that's the politically correct. Okay. Well, here's the million-dollar question. When is a girl a hoe?
When she's going around, let's say... Sleeping with everybody, for an example.
Is there a number?
Yeah, sleeping with more than 10 guys.
Oh, your magic number is 10.
Yeah. No, a hoe is sleeping with, you have a boyfriend and you sleeping with him and you sleeping with a whole bunch of other guys.
All at the same time. Is that what it is? Yeah. Whoa, wait a minute.
How about when a guy does it? I think it's the same, but. People don't look at it the same.
No, I don't think it's right because... Wait, I got to get you. I don't think it's right because if, for example, if a girl sleeps with a group of guys, y'all going to call us hoes and all these other kind of names. But if a guy sleeps with...
We get high fives, yes.
Y'all get high fives for it, and I don't think it's right for that. So I guess...
everybody can get the same STD.
Yeah. So I don't think it's right at all because my homeboy told me he had an angel with 8 girls, and it's and he was just like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Do y'all make sure that other teens get tests before y'all decide to do it with them?
Yep.
Really? And you get to see their little card and say...
Not a lot, but I have done it. Yeah, I have.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, let's move away from the sex thing for a second. What? Somebody asked the... I know it's rare, but she's unique, so...
But it's rare for you to say, well, I want you to go get tested. Yeah. You don't always know. That's why you can't... do that because a lot of teenagers are going to be like, well, they're not going to do that. So the best thing to do is use protection when you are doing something.
You mean there is no hope for marriage without sex? That's a myth. Is that what you're saying?
No, there is because there's a lot of people that want to save themselves for their husbands. There are a lot of people like that.
And then what if it doesn't work?
What do you mean?
That you find that you're not compatible with that person. When it comes to being intimate, it's like, oh, my God. The world's got to be better. All the books I read, and this is the best I get? Come on, now. I mean, it could happen. Anyway, I see that kind of stung y'all. You know, you're like, whoa, okay. That's why we kind of experiment, I guess, is what you say. Okay, all right, anyway. You young ladies... obviously, are very smart, okay? Who should be the boss of a relationship?
The woman.
You say the woman?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you always want to listen to the man. They might make trying to make you do drugs or something.
Y'all believe in the Bible?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm going to pick a couple of pieces because I need some clarity from a teen perspective, okay? Here's the perspective that I need to have cleaned up here. It's supposed to be that Eve was made out of one of the ribs of Adam to be a partner. Right. Really, y'all didn't get it right. You were supposed to be there so that you could be his mate, but also he's in charge. You didn't get that part of the memo, huh?
No, I don't like being a pup or something.
I don't agree with that. I believe everybody is their own person. And it depends. Like, let me see. Like, in the career sense, you need a guy that could take care of you, but also the guy needs somebody that could take care of them, but in different categories.
You know, I'm hearing a comment from one of our audiences. However, can we refer to the audience, because she has a very strong opinion and we need to rebuttal that. Please come here. No names, but we need you to go ahead and repeat that. Okay? It's called anonymous audience, okay?
The boys never read the second half of the verse, which is the male should love the woman as much as he loves the church, as God loves the church, which means he should provide everything, food, water, support, clothing, everything possible to treat her like a queen. And then we're supposed to be submissive to him. But why?
I like that part. You mean to tell me that all I got to do is be the breadwinner to provide for you, so long as I got the church part right, okay, then I get to be the boss? Is that what you're saying?
We would gladly submit if you knew what you were doing.
Now, watch this. From a teen perspective, would you submit to that type of rule?
Yes. Why not? It's not like being in any of that. He's doing everything that he's supposed to do, so why not?
You used the word career somewhere. It just popped up some, okay? Now, you take a look at, there's a couple professional women in here. Don't you, audience, get that twisted on what I said, professional, okay? Now, you think that she's ready to quit her job and be submissive to a man? Huh?
I know
that's exactly what she's talking about. All right, I got to go back to that audience before she leaves out of here. Monogamy, complete. Don't try nobody else. Do you believe in that?
Oh, me? Mm-hmm. Monogamy. In a relationship? Absolutely.
No sex before marriage.
Well, that's not monogamy. Monogamy is one person at a time only.
Okay, then I'm going to go back to that one, because since we only bring it in here because we want spiritual interpretation, okay?
Okay. So every time we speak about the Bible, that's when you come.
There you go.
I think it's the ultimate goal, and if you've already messed that up, there's always redemption. There's always the chance to be like, okay, from now on, I'm going to wait for my own and keep it from there.
And keep it from there, as she says. Okay, that's really good. What about women having careers? Is it okay?
Absolutely. I think that the word submissive has been so like dry cut, and it's not that at all. To submit to someone is just to accept what they say and go with it. It doesn't mean that we can't have our own lives. If my husband says, oh yeah, I'm perfectly fine with you having a job, that I'm going to have a job and I'm going to be successful. And if he thinks that he's feeling less of a man, then I would quit. And I would step away.
No, because what happens when you are with him and you do everything for him, and then he turns around and he doesn't want to be with you anymore and he wants a divorce, and he's been making all the income and you don't have no money when you get out the relationship. That's you don't have nothing.
That's why I said a guy can, like, he can give you things and support you and everything, but don't depend on him for everything, because you don't know if he's going to be by your side for the rest of your life. So don't be no housewife, because once she leaves you, you ain't got nowhere to go, period, point blank.
Ooh. Well, that goes back to the man loving you properly. And if he loved you properly and he knew how important it was for you to have your own and have everything that you want, then he would have no problem letting you have a job and letting you do all that. It all goes back to the integrity of the man.
Mm, the integrity of the man. Whose dreams are we chasing? Hers or his? All right, anyway. Ours, really? Okay. And that's why people need to kind of get to know each other before they decide to get married or jump in the sack and all that other kind of silly stuff. I want her to do whatever's going to make her happy. And that's my take on it, okay? Because I like staying politically correct. but no, it's the truth. I don't like dealing with nobody who's miserable, long-faced, depressed, and all of that. No, do what's going to make you happy. And if it seems to fit, you know, and plus, I'm adaptable anyway, okay?
She depends on me for this, so I'm not even going to give it to her right now. Like, stuff like that.
All right. Let me shift up, because we also are going to have the president of BBS Radio come on in a little bit. But what I need to do is I need that lady right there. But you can't go nowhere, because this is going to get really heated, okay? So wheel it right on up. Come on. Come on. While she's on her way in there, let me set this up, okay? And it may get a little bit heated. It's okay, because the show is designed to make people talk and make people think. Come on up. Come on up. Now, teens, interracial relationships, it's okay?
I think it's okay.
Well, you would. What are you? Are you black, or are you half black, or got some of it? What?
I'm black. Yeah, I'm black. My mom is mixed. My mom is the mixed one.
Mixed with what?
White and black.
Do you sometimes want to wake up and say, I don't feel like being black today? I'd like to be my white side?
No.
Really? Okay, I'm dying to see your response.
What you mean?
A lot of times I've heard black women really wasn't okay with white women having black men.
Sometimes I feel like that. It is sometimes that I feel like that.
Really?
Yes.
You
look in the entertainment world, a lot of those guys, a lot of those entertainers, they're not with black women.
I will tell you why they do that, too.
They don't like the fact that black women speak their mind, and they don't let them tell them what to do, and then that they get mad when we speak our mind, and then they end up getting offended, so they don't want to mess around with us, because we strong-willed, and we outgoing, and we speak our mind like that, so...
If anybody been listening, and I'm going to go ahead and put a color to it, I'm going to assume you're Caucasian. She seems to be very strong-willed, though. So just because a brother decide he don't want to roll with Miss Strong-Willed like her over here, okay, and go, well, let me get a white girl, that don't mean it's going to be any better.
Okay? Some things that black women won't do that other women will, and they don't accept that either.
Look at her. She's like, whoo, because I don't know where to pull that without it. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So hold on. Let me hit this other part. Are you comfortable watching black men with white women? Are you comfortable seeing white men with black women?
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
Really? Now, is that the politically correct statement, or do y'all really feel that way? And tell me why.
I really feel that way because I feel like at the end of the day, you got to find a partner that's right for you. It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks or what somebody else says. If interracial dating is what makes you happy, then do you. Me personally, I don't do it. I like brothers. But I don't have a problem with somebody else doing it if that's what they choose.
We definitely want to know. So why you like brothers?
I just like a chocolate man.
And then
it's what I do. I'm not interested.
I know this might be a tad bit difficult, but that's what we do here. Why do you think white women go to black guys?
Yes, you're speaking for your entire race.
That's a good question. I want to know. No.
Keep the meter rolling.
Once you go black, you never go back.
I have no idea. I don't know.
So your best guess, you seem to be very intelligent, and you've had a lot, engaged with a lot of people in conversation. So why do you think that happens?
I think that people sometimes search for something that's so outside of themselves that they find it in a whole nother race or a whole nother culture, really. And so they go for that.
So I'll ask you the same question. And which one do you prefer?
I actually have a Mexican boyfriend.
Now,
it's hard to throw everything off, but.
Oh, right. Y'all killing my
so,
video guy.
Like, what I yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm down with the brown. Okay. Is that what you want to hear? Like, I don't know.
Okay. Now, all right. Now, what about the babies that get produced out of those type of relationships? Is it make it easier for them or tougher for them?
I think it makes it tougher depending on the parents and where they stay, what they teach them, you know, as they're, because my kids are mixed. So it just depends on what you instill in the child.
What? I like the chocolate.
You know, I've been on the other side, but I like it.
But you came back, right?
Yeah, my kids are, you know, their dad is Hispanic and black. But it's all in how you raise them. It's all in how you raise them. You know, my kids blend perfect in society, but I've lived in areas where it didn't work, and I moved away from those areas because it doesn't work everywhere.
Now, as it relates to teens, though, interracial, is it difficult waking up being not where people got to go, well, what are you? Does that bother you? When people say that?
When they ask me what am I? Yeah. No, it doesn't bother me at all. I just tell them. I say, when people ask me what I am, I tell people I'm black. But when they ask me if I'm mixed, I will tell them yes. I don't just go around saying, well, I'm white and black. I don't do that.
Why not?
Because I look black. I mean, to me, I look black. Other people think I look mixed, but I have more features of a black person than a white person.
Really? Have you ever woke up one day and said, I wish I could be white for one day?
Not even.
Why not? I have. I gotta find out why she responded that way. Go ahead. Why did you say that?
Because you should be proud of who you are. You shouldn't want to change your skin color for nobody else. Just be happy.
I just said I wanted to try it. I'm curious. I want to see what it felt like.
I bet you did want to do that, but at the same time, God made you who you are to this day. You can't change that.
I want to wake up one day feeling like I could be anybody and do anything and just...
You shouldn't want to be nobody else. You should always want to be yourself. Never want to be nobody else.
Excellent. And that's what this show is really about, empowering other young people. So, did I miss something? Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Now, would you marry outside your race?
Yeah, because my grandpa is white, so it's my other side. I have white people in my family and Caucasian people in my family. So it just depends on the person. Like, if I like your personality and everything else, yeah. And if I feel like you're the right person for me, yeah. I'm not judgmental. So
young people have been responsible for many of the movements that have happened in this country. What's the next movement y'all think that might be coming up? A movement is when a lifestyle or a culture may be changed or influenced by a group of people that says, I don't want this to go down this way no more. The first time it happened was the Boston Tea Party that we can all remember, where we didn't like the way that the British were treating us, so we decided to go and take all their tea and throw it in the ocean, okay? And it ticked them off. Oh, what? That's too heavy for the teens? Is that what you just said? Is there anything that our teens are so uncomfortable with right now and you'd like to see a change?
For me, a change is for, like,
people to get out the streets pretty much and, like, do something with themselves and, like, I don't know, just to be somebody. Do something in life, and I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
Is there anything going on wrong in this country that need to be fixed? And I'm pushing this on purpose, okay?
Wait, 1 second.
Well, I did my research, and I found out that a baseball player makes $10 million. A baseball player makes $10 million a year, and a cancer research developer only made $40,000.
So?
What's the problem?
I think that playing baseball is less important than cancer, than trying to find
That's a good one. Hi, singer. We're not going to embarrass you. We'd love to hear your voice one day, okay? Yes, we would. Now, is there anything that you think that this society needs to change? Are we saying everything's perfect in this community, in our society? Well, what ain't perfect? What need to be fixed?
Well, to me, about the job thing that's going on, it's so much easier for a Caucasian person to get a job than an African American, and I don't think that's fair.
You think that's true?
Because they judge us like, well, black people are lazy, they don't do anything, but they're not trying to give us the jobs.
You think that's true? You agree?
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah, for jobs, they're very judgmental towards African-American.
Okay. You agree?
I think...
This show puts people on the spot.
No, I'm not on the spot. I'm just, I think as African-Americans, we have to work harder. That's why I went and got the degrees that I did, because I couldn't compete in certain arenas if I didn't have certain things. So I think we have to put on our best foot forward, and we have to do more than other races sometimes to compete for the same jobs.
That's my perspective, or that's the reality.
It's my reality.
I like that. I'm gonna go to her.
Well, you get jobs easy just because you're white?
I have no idea if it's because I'm white or not. I work hard for what I get. I think that with
interview after interview.
Of course. I mean, before I got the job now, I applied 68 different places before I got hired where I'm at now. So I think that it's more of just the economic state, but I think each individual should be working as hard as possible. I think it has nothing to do with race, but I'm also not a,
I think it's about the race, because have you ever heard the saying where they say, if you want to hire something from a black person, put it in the book? They look at us like we don't try hard enough, and that's why... Me personally, I do good in school because I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be put in that category with all of the rest of those people. So,
well, my older brother, he was in high school. He had straight D's throughout his whole years in high school. He didn't go to college. He went to the military. He just got out like 2 months ago, and now he's living in Texas with a wife, a son, and his own house, and he paid for it all himself.
Well, I'm going to remind folks that the lady who said, I applied 68 some odd times. Do you think the current job that you got, it was just because you was white?
No, I'm the only white person at my job,
well, that
actually.
Sounds like a token to me.
Oh, I'm the token white person. You never hear that.
I try to sometimes make light of it, but everybody got a tough road no matter what color they are, because believe it or not, just being white, there's a pressure and an expectation that folks have on white folks just to walk a certain way. You should have certain kind of jobs, and Lord help you if you are on methamphetamine, because now you get put in that other group, okay? Yeah, okay? I mean, go ahead. Whoa.
Have you ever walked into a store and is that person just staring at you because they think you're black, so they think that you're going to steal something, and it's white people over there or Hispanics over there, and they're not watching them?
Okay, even though you're biracial, you do not look like a genie. Did you ask them, was they looking at you because they thought that you was going to steal? And what did they say? Did they? No, we might have jumped to the conclusion. Did you ever ask her, do you think I'm going to steal something?
Yes.
And what did she say?
They act stupid. They act like, what? No, I didn't think you were going to steal
something. Can I help you with this? And da 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 da.
Well, how about this one? I got one, and you can tell me if this ever happened to you. Just walking across the street, you can hear the doors click. And I could be dressed up in a three-piece suit. Well, not three-piece. They don't wear that no more. But, I mean, really decked out. Lord knows, and I'm going to a car probably better than theirs anyway, and they locking their doors. Do that ever happen to you?
No, it's never happened to me, but I'm also 5'2", and a very small female.
Oh, you are, it's happened to you. No.
I've locked my car, though.
I knew you looked familiar. But those are realistic stereotypes. I'll give you one. Walking through the mall, I watched some women shift their purse to the other side. Okay, just because of that. But it wasn't always on race, although if it was some white boys passing through, it might not happen. But if it was some brothers passing through with their pants sagging to their knees, they probably would do it.
They still would do it.
Really? So, earlier on I asked if there was a question, if there was something that we needed to correct in this community, could it possibly be that we need to work towards getting past the stereotyping and racism crap? Because the reality is, if you ever wind up engaging with anybody for any sense of time, those issues of color start melting away and you start seeing who that person really, really is. I know you're an asset for the group that you work with, okay? Because I have a lot of interns that come work with me. They couldn't hold a stick to you, okay? So whatever you've done to get to where you're at, I'm glad to see it. And we need to all be able to. I was in the war of Vietnam. And we had all kinds of folks from all different colors. We go out there and we, you know, shoot people and do whatever we had to do to defend them. We was looking out for each other. But as soon as we got back to the barracks, you know what we did? We split up, which was really weird. White folks sat over there, Mexicans sat over there, black folks sat over there. But as soon as we go back to fight for that red, white, and blue flag, we'd all come together. So weird. But last piece, before we get ready to go, I'm going to tell you what annoys me. When people from other countries wave that flag instead of this one, but they're over here to benefit from everything that this country has to offer.
I say the same thing all the time.
I think we all need to be able to, we need to all pay taxes. And once upon a time, people came to America through Ellis Island. They had to get a sponsor. They learned about this country to become a citizen, and that's how they did it. They did not sneak in the back door, okay? I think this country is wrong for leaving its borders wide open. The game done changed because of terrorism and because of people who didn't have the integrity to knock before they came in. When you left your house today, did you lock it before you left? Well, lock it after you got out. You know what I mean? It's locked. Anybody just can't walk in it. What about you? Okay, then why are we not locking our borders? That makes no sense to me. They started coming in through Arizona so much that the government done moved the borderline over a little bit to say, oh, well, I guess we ain't got this no more. They just took it from us. Gangsterism. Anyway, you guys have been outstanding guests. We've covered a whole lot of different topics. And what we always like to do is have one person do a parting word to be able to say something to the world, and nobody gets to talk after that. Who wants to say something to our listeners out there who might have tuned in to our show? Anything that you got to say?
What I got to say is, like, from the topics we talk about, just be yourself pretty much. And with the man situation, you can have guys buy you stuff, but actually do depend on yourself. Don't depend on them about anything. You can depend on my stuff. Just be yourself. Don't be nobody else and just do good out in the world and just be positive about everything you do, and pretty much, I don't know.
That is outstanding. Engineer, are you still out there? Okay, well, the engineer's gone. I'm going to have you step over there because you need to get ready to sign off and keep talking.
I am right here. Hi.
Don, are you there?
I am.
Good. Listen, I didn't get a chance to get to you today, so maybe we'll get a chance to do it a little bit later. Our topics were so engaging, and our guests in the studio really got us going. I don't know where the time went.
I think it was a fantastic show. The music was excellent. All of your guests were excellent. Thank you.
So if you could just take our show out with whatever iPod music or podcast or whatever you do, just thank you again for allowing us to be on the show. But we're pretty much out of here for today.
It was a real treat and truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to tuning in tomorrow, okay?
My pleasure, and we'll tune in tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye.